Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So what we saw yesterday, I thought was very, very confusing and quite dangerous. Even this morning, I see on some of my other groups, I'm getting messages, is this road closed? And SAPS have warned people not to drive there. It's very, very worrying. And continuing to today, where nobody really knew what was going on. And we were getting all of these social media messages saying there's going to be a shutdown and this is going to be dangerous and this road is going to be ungovernable. And it talks to our fears, doesn't it? It really makes us incredibly, incredibly skittish. We add the situation to what we see going on in Parliament. We know that there's been unrest around about a year ago, July. We saw some tremendously negative things and protests happening that became very, very dangerous. Many people lost their lives. So what it does, I think, is it talks to our fears, and it just goes right there. How do we manage this? How do we work out what is and what is not real, and try and not to get caught up in it? We are struggling to get hold of Professor Anton Harbour. Oh, he is apparently with us again. Let's try that. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am well, thanks. But I was telling our listeners, I'm very concerned about what happened yesterday even this morning, where we're getting these social media notifications. This road is unmanageable. SAPS have closed this. And most of it is patently untrue, but it talks to our fears, and that makes us maybe take it more seriously than we should. How do we manage all of this?
Well, I think we're all grappling with how to manage the fact that social media is unfiltered and requires a good deal of effort to discern truth from falsity. Both sides are grappling with, because social media can be so wonderful and such a fantastic social and political tool, but it has the dangers of spreading this kind of disinformation. The first thing really is for people to be media literate, media aware, and critical, to be aware that they shouldn't spread stuff until they know it's true. They should know how to check and look for the signs that it may not be true. And the first thing is for everybody on social media to learn to be discerning, careful, and critical.
So how do we go about doing that? Because somebody you trust sends you a message, and in fact, I'm going to read you one of them that I received this morning, and it is from somebody that I value very, very highly. And she says, I've just been told the following roads and areas have been closed by the SAPS due to protests, and lists a whole lot of things. Now, I happen to, because I'm sitting in a studio, I've got access to the main traffic sites. I went on, there was certainly no mention of it. I've got access. I can check this and say to her, "No, this is not real." But it really does get presented as very, very real stuff.
Well, let me say first that that person who sent that to you, you should be berating them and saying that they broke your trust and that they should be much, much more careful.
Right.
But there's a number of guidelines as to what to look out for and how to do quick checks. If, for example, you go to the site of Africa Check, the fact-checking site, and I should declare I sit on their board, but they, for example, have a guide as to how to look for suspicious stuff and how to check stuff quickly. For example, the first thing you should do is go to new sites you know and trust, regular, and see if they are reporting it.
Right.
Because if it's true, it's quite likely they'll report it quite quickly, and that's one way to verify, for example.
Right.
The other is to be asking ask that person where they got this from. Because if they don't know where they got it from, then you should be suspicious. So Africa Check has got a guide and other fact-checking sites as well that say, here's half a dozen things you should do when you see something like that before you spread it to anyone else.
Right. The problem as well is, and something I mentioned just before you came on air, is that this really does talk to our fear. we still have last year, July, foremost in our mind. We're seeing a lot going on in Parliament with that. We don't really understand, as the ANC is taking each other on. We don't know what the RET faction, for example, is capable of doing. And all of this, this anxiety, makes us read something like that through a context that says, hold on, maybe this is true.
You're absolutely correct. It works and it gets spread precisely because it talks to our fears and our worries, and it just emphasizes that we have to be extremely careful. Mm. Look, one constant question it raises, and it's an interesting one in the light of the Elon Musk Twitter affair, so to speak, which is, does the platform like Twitter or Facebook, do they have a responsibility to filter the stuff and to try and get rid of malicious disinformation? Because you're talking here not just about somebody getting something wrong or exaggerated, but what appears to be a malicious attempt to mislead and do damage
and
cause chaos and trouble. And I, you know, there's certainly been a growing sentiment that they can't just behave like platforms, oblivious to what they're saying and carrying and the harm they might be doing, but they have to see themselves as media, which means a responsibility for the information they are purveying. And that's difficult and complex because these are such huge platforms. So I'm not suggesting it's an easy solution.
Absolutely. There is no simple answer. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having these conversations and we wouldn't be falling into the trap over and over again. This is something that I think we have to be vigilant about. And I think you've given us some very, very simple ways. First, check a news site. If the person that sent it to you doesn't know where they got it from, well, then that's a warning sign in of itself. And go to Africa Check. There's a lot of different ways in which you can verify. Just be vigilant. And I think that is perhaps the most important step in the right direction. Professor Anton Harbour, Executive Director of the Campaign for Free Expression, talking to us about the impact of social media on the protests and fueling shutdown messages.